Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, does this bother you?
Hello? Yeah, this is Black Jesus calling. Listen, I'm riding a northeast bound train 176. I hope y'all find the right interns for your search, by the way. You will make it to New Brunswick in time for that team's meeting. But right now, I'm going to need you to lower your voice while riding this train.
Yeah, if you call out somebody's number while you're on the bus or the train, and what if another commuter picks it up and calls the person, just like that guy did? We're chatting about this today. Adam Silverstein in The Times talking about, commuters conducting loud conversations on the bus or the train. How rude is it? In this case, he decided to intervene. I'd love to hear your experiences of this today. And if you're somebody who goes up and taps another commuter on the shoulder to tell them to please put their headphones in, we'd love to hear your stories. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Gina London, communications expert, Sunday Independent columnist, is with me on the line today. Because Gina, you're far too polite to ever do anything like that.
Absolutely, I would never do it, but I have certainly been in way too close proximity to others who do. And it is, to answer the question in your setup, extremely rude and thoughtless to the people around you.
Now, sorry, does this mean you can't have a conversation?
You can have, well, first of all, let's put some parameters in place. Great question. One, you can absolutely have a conversation, but the number one goal here is, the number one thing to remember is the number of times I've heard people not just having a loud conversation, but the other person in the party is on speaker. They're doing a live FaceTime, and we're hearing both sides of the conversation. That is the number one faux pas of rude faux pas in a public place.
Yeah, so phone calls are fine as long as they're, at a relatively low volume level, but you need to have headphones or hold the phone to your ear.
Well, a couple of things. I think there's an opportunity here for buses and trains to put in a well-marked protocol of low voices, reminding people about courtesy, because we think that it's common sense, but of course that's not too very common. And another thing too, I wish that more trains or commuter situations would have here would be quiet cars.
Mm.
Like when I used to take the train from Washington to New York, there's a quiet car you can book on, and no conversations at all are taking place. And that's lovely. But if you are in a situation where you're sitting next to someone and they're speaking at an extremely loud volume, and we have to be reasonable, obviously, people are allowed to take calls. But I think it is perfectly within your right, in a polite way, tap on a shoulder, look over, excuse me, can you lower your voice, please?
Yeah. God, I'd never ask somebody to keep quiet or to even
I've
put their headphones.
I've done it.
Have you, Gina?
I've done it. Absolutely.
And what response did you get?
It's not like it's the first thing that I want to do. You sit and you hope, for example, the parent who gives the child the iPad or the phone and it's blasting Peppa Pig at all volumes, you lean over to that person, you smile, and you say, excuse me, do you have headphones for your child? And then you hold your gaze, and 90% of the times I've asked, and I've probably asked a handful of times, but every time I've asked, the parents go, oh, yes, 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 and they give them. So sometimes they're unaware.
Yeah.
One time on a train on my way from Dublin to Cork, I asked, and it was clearly frustrating and an inconvenience to this parent. But she did it anyway. And then I thanked her and we continued. But the other people on the train who looked at me and were so grateful that someone spoke up, I can tell you it was like,
yeah, round of applause like, for Gina.
So it's not that it's easy to do. But I also think that the only way to have a civil society is that we have to help other people remember that the outliers are outliers, and we can.
Well, they've clamped down on this in France, Gina. The French actually fined a guy recently £200 for using his speakerphone on a train station concourse. He wasn't even in the carriage. He was just standing on the platform and he got a £200 fine.
Wow. Well, look, I mean, the first thing is to mark it clearly. Secondly, I suppose it's to monitor. Thirdly, then is to enforce. So if it is marked, and I don't know what the actual situation there was with the French guy, but if he was violating a well-marked code, then it is something that you need to be able to enforce. And I think with everybody having phones and everybody doing calls and all these kinds of things, it is normal to expect that there's a certain level of volume, a certain level of decency and decorum on public transit.
Know the limits, so, though.
Yeah, what, absolutely.
What about you? What about you, Trish? You're a commuter. Have you experienced this in public transport?
I have several times. I use public transport quite a lot. The first thing I wouldn't do is interfere or ask, because bus drivers are now being threatened with guns.
That's right.
But,
yeah.
We used to think it was normal to smoke on buses, but we wouldn't dream of doing that now. And I just think it is bad manners, and it's the appropriateness sometimes. I was on a bus last week coming home, and the guy across the aisle from me, now I'm no expert, but whatever was on his phone was certainly not appropriate for children. And it was at that time of the afternoon where school kids were getting on the bus. And really, whatever it was he had on should not have been on loudspeaker. So it's how do you monitor what one person finds appropriate and what just maybe is not appropriate for everybody else on that bus? So it is very difficult. And yeah, I would never dream of having my phone on loudspeaker.
No.
I switch off my speaker when I'm scrolling and I don't have.
Would you hold the phone or use headphones?
If I don't have my headphones, I switch off the sound on the phone and I'll just scroll through, check my emails and things. But I certainly wouldn't have it on loudspeaker if I don't have headphones with me. It's just bad manners. It's just rude. It's especially in the morning. People are trying to read their books maybe, or prepare for meetings at work. Or you don't know what people are doing or what's going through people's heads as they travel into work. So just out of common courtesy. We don't all have to be exposed to everybody else's choice of music.
I know, and it's the most intimate of conversation details as well. I find hilarious sometimes when you have to endure those on the 16 bus by people. Absolutely hilarious. Alan is with us. Alan, you're a Lewis ticket inspector. You must see this on a daily basis.
Hello there. Yeah, we see it every day. Yeah, we come across it every day, in particular in the rush hour crowds. People have low situational awareness, to be honest with you, and already having full-on conversations on their loudspeaker. Some people even having full-on arguments, domestic arguments.
You know, I heard a couple having a huge row one day on the phone. She was on the bus, she was roaring at him on speaker. We got the whole 16 bus could hear the entire conversation, stuck in traffic at 5 o'clock on home in Dublin. Like, it was highly amusing, but it was comical, but I could not believe that they let this happen on the bus.
Yeah, honest to God, yeah, we do see it all the time, as I said. And I think the thing is then, is that people, because it's an argument that's going on, people are very hesitant to kind of ask them then, would you mind like putting on a loudspeaker? Because then you're going to be told what's what then by this person, you know, because they're having a bit of a domestic argument then, you know. So it's a bit of a catch-22 there, to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be real, you know, strict and stringent about these things. But do you think, should we follow the French, Alan? Should we start fining people?
Yeah, I think it depends on the situation, of course. You know what I mean? Like, there is you have the younger crowds. Now, I'm not singling out anybody in particular, of course, but you do have the younger crowds that are playing their music, you know. Usually they're fairly good, you know, you ask them to lower down, they do. But then you have a certain element there where it doesn't matter. Every phone call is on speaker. They're speaking about, like, things that they shouldn't be speaking in public, you know. You might let your makeup be on mine on that one, of course, you know. And then they're having fights and all this, you know. And then people are just very hesitant. People just want, like, to mind their own business. You know, to be honest with you, you know, it is extremely irritating. Mm. But then again, like, the question is really, who's going to police that, you know? Because the most important thing, I'm a safety rep for SIP2 within the company, and I was heavily involved in the Protect Transport Workers campaign, you know, for transport police. I think that's the priority, to get the transport police, and it'd have to fall under their remit then, you know.
Yeah, asking people to keep quiet. I mean, it's a 200 euro fine in France. Like, it's pretty significant.
Sorry, excuse me.
It's a 200 euro fine in France.
It's hefty. It is a hefty fine. I wouldn't like to be, for taking a phone call, like, to all of a sudden be slapped with a 200 euro fine for having a conversation. Some people just forget where they are, of course, you know. But mostly, like, it's just people just having complete disrespect for all other commuters, like, and just, like, thinking this is their own personal cherry, you know. And
yeah, well, my particular hatred now.
Conversing away, you know, to their defense, you know.
It's less the conversation for me. It's more the making the rest of us have to suffer. You rewatching last night's episode of EastEnders or whatever you're watching on Netflix or the YouTube clips and TikTok that's just been played. I cannot abide it. What about you, Trish? Do you think we should fine people?
It might be a good idea, but who's going to enforce it? I mean, However, both trains and buses, I've been on the Lewis, and they have some fairly hefty guards on the Lewis. And I've seen them take a lot of stick from people when they ask people to take their feet down, ask them to produce tickets. So the rules we already have are very difficult to enforce.
Yeah.
So I don't know about bringing in extra rules, how enforceable it's going to be. But it's just part of a wider disrespect, really, I think, that in society, that people just need to have a little bit more respect, as I say.
Oh, they don't care. Yeah, they don't care at all. Well, what about you, Jean? Are you in favour of fining people?
Absolutely. I think there should be. Heck yeah. You've got to make some policies. And then you've got to enforce the policies. And back to the idea of all of us who are sitting there quietly suffering in silence. No. I've not seen anyone be given out to by an engineer or a conductor or someone that's an official rep. I've certainly never seen a gun pulled at all in this country, many times in the U.S., but not here. But certainly, I do think that we've got a new age. It requires new policies, and it requires enforcement of those policies.
Japan has social etiquette where nobody talks on the phone or listens to music out loud, and it's adhered to out of respect, says this listener. Another texter tells me the trains in Holland have special silent carriages where you'll be challenged if you use even your phone. You have to leave the carriage to take your call, and if you even dream or think about playing loud music, you'd be thrown off the train at the next stop. And this texter tells me that I told somebody in Dublin bus to shut the hell up. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Gina Lund. London, also Tricia Maynooth Allen, who's a Lewis ticket inspector. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.